Well, tell me a little bit about the future.
I'm sorry?
For a moment, tell me about the future. You said you went up into the 28th century?
Yes.
Who are the wingmakers?
The wingmakers are a, shall we say, genetically perfected group of humans. Their history, as they told it to me, was in the 24th, 25th century. They did some major genetic experimentation. They had, of course, all the base of knowledge which we have today, plus some.
Sure.
And they were able to recreate their own group of humans, and then there became two human groups, the Wingmakers, who remained separate from most of humanity, and the average, if I may call it that, inappropriate perhaps, but the average human who survived through the very rough period of the end of the middle of this century, mm-hmm. actually from about 2010 onward.
So we do get past 2012, yeah. Don't we?
There was a lot of problems. The human race almost died out, didn't quite, and was rebuilding. And of course, in the 28th century, where I visited, they had new cities, big cities, floating cities, technology which was beyond many respects our wildest dreams today.
We didn't get blasted by an asteroid or anything like that?
Nope.
Well, that's good.
We did not. Nothing took out the Earth. And, of course, civilization had survived and had been rebuilt, though on a smaller scale, because the world population at that time remained at around 500 million, the total world population.
Which is what some people say they want to get us down to.
Yes, right. In any case, I met them because I was there. At first, I didn't know what I was doing there. I didn't really think about it, but eventually, examining the city as a whole, the way society was running was pure socialism. Nobody owned anything except the shirt on their back. And everything was free, schooling, whatever. You had a social responsibility to go to work after you got your education. But the cities were run independently, in each case, by an intelligent computer, shall we say, a synthetic intelligence computer.
Did we have cars, or were we flying around in flying cars?
Oh, there were cars. There were all kinds of other strange things. Rail travel still existed. Cars existed to a much less degree today. People didn't travel that much then, though they did have excursions. They did leave the cities. They did travel over the countryside. And the technology was very far advanced. But one of the interesting things was there were no judges, no courts, no police, no armies, no navies, no military.
Oh, really?
And no money.
And no money.
Right.
Everything was
credit.
Whatever you want. Credit, credit, credit.
Amen. You were allowed a lot, but of course you had a responsibility after your education to go to work and pay your debt to society. Most people did. If somebody didn't want to or wanted to fight the system, they had two choices. One, you can leave the city, or you will face the computer.
Was it exciting being in the future like that, Al?
Oh, it was. I didn't want to leave.
You would have stayed?
Yes. I liked it very much. Eventually, I asked the question, all right, who built these synthetic intelligence computers? They didn't build themselves. Of course not. That was when I met the Wingmakers. They told me their history. They told me about what they were doing. And the fact that they had built these computers experimentally in about the end of the 25th, beginning of the 26th century, and eventually set these things up in the new cities to literally run each city. A network of computers ran the planet, if you will. There were no more nations. There were no more divisions of countries like they had been.
What's the power grid? Do you know? How were they utilizing power by that time?
There was no power grid as such as we know it today. There was independently produced power at the various locations. Essentially free power. Technology had advanced enormously. I did ask a couple of interesting questions in which I didn't get very good answers. She says, all right, let's suppose, for an example, that some alien group wants to come in here and take you over.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do to protect yourselves? I said, I don't see any military and such. She says, quote, we have the means to protect ourselves, unquote.